Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Praise the Lord. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to go to Matthew, the 11th chapter and the 12th verse. And I'll read one verse of scripture there. And while you're finding Matthew 11 and 12, let me welcome those who will be with us on Facebook today and those who will be listening eventually by HLE radio around the world. Praise the Lord. From Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12 says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force because of sin, and man's sin." Not God's sin, man's sin and man's nature of sin. The human body is affected by the results of the fall of Adam and Eve. The sin nature is passed on to us because Adam failed, gave up dominion to the devil. We now have dominion given back to us at the cross. At the cross, he defeated the devil. Huh? Yeah. And he tells us now, if we are in him, we have the power to overcome the works of the devil. You can be conquerors, yea, more than conquerors. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Why? Because now we have a covenant that we live by that tells us and guides us and leads us. The psalmist said, "He leads me in the path of righteousness for his sake." It's his righteousness, not mine. He leads us in the path of his righteousness. And in that path, we have all the covering that we need in Christ Jesus because of the new covenant. And even in that, all the failures that man has, we're still given power to overcome the works of the devil. Power. You see, if you're a born-again believer today, your eternal destination is sealed. Nothing can change that except you. When you break the covenant that you have with God, then you are really setting your own eternal destiny. But as long as you are in Christ, your destiny is sealed. Your guarantee of heaven is sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Paul said in the book of Romans, "Who shall separate me from the love of God?" The question has come up about what King David said when he said, he told the Lord, "If I make my bed in hell, you'll still be there." What does that mean? That means God is ever present. When he said, "I'm omnipresent, I'm everywhere." He's not going to live in hell with those people, but they're going to remember his presence when they were alive. And part of the torment of hell is not going to be just the flames of hell that the Bible tells us about. Part of the torment of hell is the separation from God. And Paul said, "Who can separate us from the love of God?" Then he goes on to name all those things that the devil tries to do, but he said, "None of it can separate me from the love of God." We have dominion over all the works of the enemy. Jesus defeated Satan. He defeated every fallen angel. He defeated every demon power of hell, every demon spirit. He made atonement for all sin, past, present, and future. Now, when I say future, don't misunderstand what the word's saying here. He's not going to forgive your premeditated sin that's in the future. He's talking about your sin that's covered because of the natural sin nature you have in you. And the scripture says that we fall, we sin every day, not in a rejection of Jesus Christ, but because mostly of our own stupidity. There's old stupid again. He never goes away. With all that Christ has done and all that he's still doing for us, in the midst of all that goes on in this world that's evil, he's still given us power to fight the good fight of faith. You can't fight the good fight of faith in your own human nature. People have been trying to do that on New Year's Day for hundreds of years. Resolution after resolution, all fired up now. I'm not getting into weight and all that stuff. But many resolutions have been made about losing weight or changing lifestyle or doing this or doing that. And it's all good for a week or two, maybe a month. But then human nature gives up. This is just too hard. I'm going back to doing what I used to do. But you see, when we resolve ourselves to the will of God, when we resolve ourselves to live within the rules and the regulations of his new covenant that we're in, then we can keep the covenant because nothing can separate us from the love of God. And God never breaks a covenant. No. No, you can't break God's covenant. You can break your covenant. What you said you're going to do for God in covenant, you may one day want to break that, and you have the right to do that. That doesn't break God's covenant. If it did, then you'd be bound in eternal for hell with no hope. But God, that eternal covenant is still there. And the conviction of the Holy Spirit, if you're a born-again believer and you happen to fall and fail and whatever you do, but if you've still got that conviction in your heart, then he will draw you back to the cross. He will bring you back into the new covenant. You have fallen out of fellowship for a while, but he stands like the prodigal son's father. Come on back. Come on back. The prodigal son's father said, kill the fatted calf. Put a ring on his finger. Yes. Put garments upon his shoulders. Let's celebrate. My son that was lost is now found. He's now home. Well, the older brother said, well, now ain't that something. I've served you all these years, and I've been faithful to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what the Lord in that parable said to the older son? The father said to the older son, he said, you have been with me always. And you, I have given everything to you. You're the rightful heir of everything that I have. He was the firstborn son. But your brother, who was lost, is now found. Who was dead is now alive. So you should rejoice about that. Huh? Don't be envious of him. Rejoice. Amen. Rejoice when a person who has fallen by the wayside comes back to know Jesus Christ. Rejoice and be glad. Huh? Because that's what the Bible teaches us to do. Because that's what God does. The fight of faith becomes violent in the spirit world. That's where the violence takes place. The violence began with Jesus Christ on the cross. A spiritual battle, a spiritual violence. Sure, it was a natural violence too, but the real violence took place between the devil and the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil rejoiced when Jesus died bodily. But his rejoicing was short-lived. When Jesus was resurrected, busted open the gates of hell, he didn't ask them for the key. He had the key. He went into the gates of hell and he set those who were captive, set them free, moved them to a place called paradise. I don't know where it's at, but it's up there somewhere. Huh? Yeah, because when we pray, we look up. We don't look down at the devil. Huh? It's up. It's up there. He's coming from up there. He's not coming from the earth. Huh? He said, when you hear him crying, peace, peace, look up. Why? Because that's where he's coming from. I'll be going around in the mully grubs. Look up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the great battles we fight by faith is the mountain of joy of the Lord. Oh, listen. The devil tries to keep us depressed. He tries to keep us beaten down, carrying a heavy burden and a heavy load. Yeah, that's his work. But that's the good fight of faith. Your faith has to overcome that. And if you have the proper faith anchored in Christ and him crucified, you will overcome.
Amen.
It's not if or when, you will. After you fought the battle for a while. Huh? One of the great battles we fight of faith is to maintain that joy and that peace that he gives us. Our strength lies in him. Too many times we confess with our own mouth that we have joy, but our spirit is curled up in a corner somewhere. By some circumstance or some situation that we feel is beyond our control. When your spirit is to be set free. He set us free. Then the scripture says, take it by force. That means the devil is not going to give it up. It's a spiritual battle now. And we have to take it by force. How do we do that? We fight the good fight of faith with our faith anchored in Christ Jesus. That's the only way you can take it by force. Your spirit has to be stronger. Your commitment has to be stronger. It's got to be greater than that commitment you have with the world or anything else. If you just rely on this world, if you just rely on what's going on in the kingdom of darkness, Satan will take it from you by force. He'll take your very spirit from you by force. You'll have to take it by force yourself. That's spiritual warfare. And it goes on constantly. And we win or we lose. Not by our own gauge. We win or we lose the spiritual battle, or we win the spiritual battle according to our faith. Not how we feel. I'm sure there are some of us that got up this morning that didn't feel like coming here. Huh? Woke up and said, oh, good Lord, it's morning. And on top of that, it's Sunday morning. Only day I have to rest, and you want me to go to church. I have other parables about the kingdom of heaven, but I don't have time this morning. I'll tell you what King David said, as I said at the beginning of the service this morning. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Oh, you ought to be glad when you can come to church and rejoice and serve God and honor him. This is part of our commitment to him. This is part of that covenant that we have with him. When you get saved, you're actually telling him, Lord, I will follow you. I will serve you. I will do your work. I will pray. I will go to church when I don't feel like it. I always think about Sister Loretta sitting up here in this chair. I almost had to carry her from the car to this position with her guitar. Trying to sing and singing, trying to play and playing. Yeah. Why? Because in her heart she was glad to come to the house of God. That's where your peace and your joy is found. You can have peace right now that you've never known because the devil is not in here. But he's waiting at the door. You're going to find out what you're made of when you leave. I'm not afraid of the devil. Wait till you walk outside where the battle begins again. That's when you've got to have his strength. And how do we get his strength? He said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The first thing the devil wants to take from you is your faith. The second thing he wants to take from you is your joy. Why? Because that's your strength. And you have no strength to fight the good fight of faith when you lose it. We sang that song, we're going to go take back what the devil has taken from us. Oh, yes, the battle. It's going to grow weary. It's going to grow violent in your spirit. But you still must fight. Yes. The great apostle Paul, when he was wrapping up his time here in his service to the Lord, I'll ad-lib a little bit. He said, well, it's my time for me to go. But I want the world to know, and written in the book, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Yes. I've done all that God called me to do. And henceforth there is a crown of righteousness that awaits me. But he wasn't bragging about himself. Because he goes on to say, and to everyone who fights this battle of faith and wins, a crown of righteousness awaits him. Oh, you want a crown of righteousness, don't give up fighting. You got to fight the devil to the very end. Yes, it's going to be difficult sometimes. It's going to be hard sometimes. You're going to lose material things. You're going to lose people that you love. You're going to watch people that you love suffer. But you keep praying. You keep believing. They die, but you keep praying and you keep believing. If you let your faith die because of something that happens to someone you love, you're in trouble. You see, that's the real battleground in our spirit and our faith. What if you were a parent that woke up this morning with the grief of losing all of your children in that flood? And you're a Christian. What do you do? What's happening to your spirit now? What stand are you going to take now? The grief is so heavy. The sorrow and the burden of losing that which you love so much. What are you going to do now? There's the test of your faith. When you have to bury that son or that daughter, what do you do? If you give up the faith, you know what? You're lost. You'll end up doing what the world does. You'll lose your mind. You take your own life. You do whatever it is that you think will satisfy that loss. But in Jesus Christ, with your faith anchored to him, you can go to the cross and you can do what King David did. He lost that baby boy that he had in an illegal relationship with Bathsheba. And that baby died. And the Bible says he went into the street and he sat in ashcloth and ashes. And that was a way of just grieving and mourning back then. Covered themselves with ashes. But then the Holy Spirit spoke to him. He got up and he cleaned himself up and he made this statement. That boy cannot come back to me, but I can go to him. Huh? Oh, listen, when all of this stuff happens, you have one more reason to go to heaven. You have another spirit body, glorified body, awaiting you there. Fight the good fight of faith. That's what we're commissioned to do. Listen, I know we or they question healing many times because you pray for people. It was funny when I talked to a man one day, and I was with Brother Doggett, associate pastor with him. We went to a person's house, prayed for a man. And a few days later, he died. Well, his brother came to Brother Doggett's office, and the first thing, he was angry. And the first thing he said was, "Pastor, I don't want you praying for me because you prayed for my brother and he died." A total misunderstanding of faith in God. We're all going to die. Unless you're lucky enough to go in a rapture, and then you still die to the human body. Yeah? I often think about the apostles. I think about Paul. Wrote at least a third of the New Testament that we have in the New Covenant. But look what he went through. He knew about fighting the fight of faith. I don't know how many of us could have gone through that. Yes, the battle may grow violent in your spirit, but you must still fight the good fight of faith. You have to get to the point where whatever happens to this old body is still in God's hands. His will be done. But that's a natural body that he takes care of. There's something else more important than that. And that's the spirit and the soul that's eternal. This natural body is going to the dust, or the ashes, or whatever you want to do with it. But the soul and the spirit lives on. Not just living on for a week or a day or a year. Eternity. Without end. I remember the song used to say or ask the question, where will you spend eternity? Well, you're not going to spend eternity. You're going to live on in eternity. When you get some money and you spend it, it's lost. It's gone. So don't worry about what you're going to spend in eternity because you're not. It's going to just live on and on and on without an end in a glorious place in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we close this morning, when the battle grows violent in your spirit, what are you going to do? Our musicians, our singers would come. What are you going to do? How are you going to respond? How are you going to react? When the flood of this world and all of the evil of this world rises against you. Oh, Isaiah had an answer for us. When the flood rises up against you, what are you going to do? Well, if you're trusting God, he said, it'll not overflow you. That means God's going to lift you up. You'll ride the waves. It won't overflow you. When all the troubles of this world come against you, when it's sickness and disease and hurt and pain, no matter what it is, what are you going to do? Hold to God's promises. The old people used to say it, and Momo used to say, tie a knot in your rope and hang on. If you feel yourself slipping, tie a knot. Hold on to your faith. Don't let it slip away from you. You can tell when someone has slipped away in their faith. when they've given up the fight. You can tell. And here's the way you can tell. Just learn the words to the song of Hee-Haw. Gloom, despair, agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. Oh, that's where they go when they've lost the good fight of faith. You don't want to live there. Oh, there's a mountaintop for us to live on in Christ Jesus. Hey? And he calls us to that place. Don't let all this gloom and despair become a lifestyle for you. Keep your faith up. Fight the good fight of faith. Yes, it's going to get violent in your spirit, but the violent takes by force. We come against the works of the devil and we take it by force. By force, we fight. Huh? Yeah, I heard one preacher say one time he was going to fight the devil and beat the devil until he didn't have any more fists left to fight with. Then when he didn't have any more fists to fight with, he was going to kick him to death. Then when he didn't have any more feet to kick with, and he didn't have any more teeth, he said, I'm going to gum him to death. He had a real spirit of battle about him. Fight with everything you have. Would you stand to your feet with us? The Lord tells us that his word is true, that his calling is without repentance. The Lord has called you. Now you are a chosen one. Yeah. And that calling to be a Christian and serve God is going to be with you all of your life. You can quit serving God if you want to, but you're going to spend some miserable nights wondering and hoping that you don't die in your sleep. Why, that calling is always there. I called you. You chose. You're a chosen one. You're mine. And my spirit will never leave you. When King David knew he was coming before the Lord in judgment for what he had done, one of the prayers he prayed, he said, Lord, I submit myself to your judgment because I know you're a just God. But he said, there's one thing I'll ask of you. Never take your spirit from me. Ah, Lord, don't take your spirit from me. There's the life. It's in the spirit. That's where the violence and the fight takes place, the good fight of faith. It's in the spirit. Lord, don't take your spirit from me. I'll keep fighting until I win the glorious battle of all. Would you bow your heads? Father, as we come once again, encouraging others with your word of truth, knowing that this new covenant is a covenant worth fighting for. The promises of this covenant that you allowed us to be a part of, nothing can compare in this earth or in all of eternity because you're the master of it. So we thank you for that. Thank you for your word. Pray that it has touched hearts and lives today, because we know it will not return void, but it will accomplish that which you've sent it to do. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend. drive me.